Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on protecting the tongue and the prohibition of ghibah, prohibition of backbiting, he is explaining the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that warn us about the misuse of the tongue. Yesterday's hadith that we did, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not talk much without remembering Allah Ta'ala. Without the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, do not speak much, because much talk without the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala causes the heart to become hard. So hard-heartedness. And those furthest away from Allah Ta'ala are those that have hard hearts. Here we are explaining that this is talking about the spiritual heart. If one were to cut open a person's heart, a person who's got a hard spiritual heart, you won't find it physically hard. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us is that spiritually this heart of ours becomes very hard. And ulama give an example of a ground. A farmer wants to plant, he wants a ground to plant his crops. So now he puts his seeds in a ground that is very, very hard. And you'll find that there'll be no effect. It'll take very, very long. Or sometimes for our understanding purposes, if a person takes those seeds and he puts it in beach sand, you can put all the best seeds that you can get and put it in beach sand, and now he waters it. That's, crops won't grow from there. Those fruit won't come from there. Nothing will grow from there because the soil is not right. So therefore this heart is like that ground. When the heart is right, it absorbs. Because in this sense, a little bit. Some Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, on one occasion he went onto the mimbar to give khutbah, and he just gave one. This was his whole Jummah khutbah. Ittaqullah. Fear Allah. That's all. Ittaqullah. That was his khutbah, that was his bayan. But it was enough to penetrate the hearts of those that were listening to him. Why? Those hearts were right. Sometimes we listen to hours and hours and hours of talks, but it's not penetrating the heart. Why? Because the heart has become very hard. So this hadith that we did yesterday, showing us the recipe, how to prevent the heart from becoming hard, is constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't speak too much. Too much speaking without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause his heart to become hard. And then we explain that when a person is speaking something with his benefit, for example, he's a salesperson, and now he's trying to sell his onions, his potatoes, his tomatoes. So now therefore now he keeps saying onions, potatoes, tomatoes, onions, potatoes, tomatoes, 20 rand a kilo, for example. Now there it's for a reason, because they won't fall under this category way to be making his heart hard. However, where a person is just talking, he's got a habit of talking and enjoy just speaking or just listening to speech like that, wherein the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is not taking place, that actually causes the heart to become hard. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing. We shouldn't be just speaking, unnecessarily talking. The less we speak, the better it is, the more the heart will benefit. Today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu called, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من وقاه الله شر ما بين لحييه وشر ما بين رجليه دخل الجنة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one whom Allah Ta'ala protects from the evil that is between his jaws. Allah Ta'ala protects him from the evil that is between his jaws and the evil that is between his thighs will enter Jannah. But it's simple, beautiful, easy way to get entry into Jannah. Just be careful of the evil that is between our jaws. In other words, the evil that emanates from the tongue. Be careful of the evil that comes out from the tongue, and be careful of the evil that emanates from a person's private parts. A person is careful of this, he will get Jannah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I give guarantee that to the person that protects what is between his jaws and between what his thighs, I give him guarantee of Jannah. But the easy guarantee of Jannah is just be careful of what you speak. Be careful of not going into guna, not going into sin. Obviously this hadith means together with a person being careful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean he can now start flouting the commands, but keeping in mind the fara'is, those things that are necessary for him to do, those things that he has to do in deen, and together with that the person is careful of these two things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I give you a guarantee of Jannah. And this hadith was saying that this person will enter Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq Although it may look as something small, but as we explained, that this tongue can be a means of great service or it can be a means of great harm. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has listed 20 gunas, 20 sins that emanate from the tongue. As a tongue being a means of sin, he has listed 20 sins. And then he has written there, the jirmuhu sagheer wa jurmuhu kabir, that the weight of this tongue is something that is very light. If you take out the tongue, you put it on the scale. For example, Qurbani time, you got that animal. Maybe one day we should do that. Just put the tongue on the scale and see what it weighs. He says, jirmuhu sagheer, jurmuhu kabir. The weight of this thing is very small, but the sin of the tongue is very, very great. When he listed that, 20 sins that emanate from the tongue. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq for making amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of using the great ni'mat that He has given us, this tongue. Give us the tawfiq of using it correctly and save us from misusing it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.